All right, we have some major breaking news that you'll likely be hearing here first. I want to bring some attention to the story because it cannot get swept under the rug. Trump just nominated a 29-year-old far-right podcast host, a self-proclaimed election denier, someone who's called for martial law to run the Office of Special Counsel and investigate corruption. Those weren't just three separate people I was listing off. It's one 29-year-old who has a massive digital footprint that my team and I actually took the time to sift through. We found some of his most heinous tweets and posts online, and I'll be presenting them throughout this video. If you want to help support my team and I, all you have to do is drop a like, scroll down, and subscribe. We are building one of the largest political entities on YouTube, and it's just a scrappy team of young people and you guys helping me. So let's continue pushing and let's start here. Trump nominates a former far-right podcast host to head an ethics watchdog. I mean, I don't even know how to a watchdog committee ran by a 29-year-old who is openly bigoted and corrupt himself. This says the president picked Paul Ingrassia, the current White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security, to lead the Office of Special Counsel, which examines public corruption. This post on Twitter reads, Trump just nominated Paul Ingrassia to run the Office of Special Counsel. Ingrassia is a former far-right podcast host and election denier who once shared an article calling for martial law to keep Donald Trump in office following his loss in the 2020 election. He's 29. He must have been, what, 24 or 25 when he shared that article? Trump then tweeted, I am pleased to nominate Paul Ingrassia to the head of the United States Office of Special Counsel. Sorry. Absolutely insane. And this is the dude who's tweeted out some vile stuff. Let's start here. Nikki Haley said, Benjamin asks a great question. Why won't Trump debate me? Maybe because he's afraid. And Paul Ingrassia said, it's actually because you're an insufferable bitch. Wow, that is our new Office of Special Counsel. What about this one? He said, without Trump, Putin is the most powerful leader in the international arena, standing up for traditional Christianity and Western values. And it's not even close. This was 2 years ago. Someone said, he is a butcher. And Paul says, yes, a butcher of globo homo. But it gets worse. There are more tweets and there are more things that we should talk about regarding this. President Trump nominated Paul Ingrassia. The office, which he's nominated to, has had a bumpy ride in the second Trump presidency. In February, Mr. Trump fired the office's head, Hampton Dellinger. Mr. Dellinger sued to keep his job, was temporarily reinstated by a court order, began investigating complaints arising from the Trump admin's mass firings, then was removed again in March after an appeals court ruled in the admin's favor. What a bumpy, bumpy ride. And again, this office is supposed to be an independent corruption-fighting agency that safeguards federal whistleblowers and enforces some ethics laws. Lord have mercy. Think about this. The man who is supposed to protect whistleblowers from the administration is now going to be a part of the administration. Imagine being trapped in the hell of like needing to report something to an ethics committee and the person that you're going to report it to would just fire you. And again, this isn't a fluke or some isolated appointment. It's a part of a broader pattern where Trump surrounds himself with young, deeply ideological loyalists whose only real qualification is their willingness to do anything. So let's be clear about who Paul Ingrassia is. He's like your far-right conspiratorial friend from high school that posts this insane manic nonsense about Putin butchering the globo homo. By globo homo, he means six-year-old children in Ukraine who are being bombed every single day. What about this post from Paul Ingrassia, who is now going to be safeguarding our whistleblowers and investigating corruption? He said less than 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, quote, we must, as a society, deport every single one of the 50 million illegals in this country. This number just keeps getting higher and higher. They keep pulling this number out of thin air. 50 million illegal immigrants? We absolutely cannot accept anything less, or else we won't have a country. Quote, that's too hard. No, it's not. Some of them are nice. Doesn't matter. They are all gone. I don't care if they're anchor babies, children of anchor babies, or great-grandchildren of anchor babies. out. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be taking the position right here that we should be deporting Paul Ingracia from the United States. We should get him out of here. The next Democratic president should deport Paul Ingracia. He is somebody who is a threat to the very fabric of this country. He has called for martial law. He makes this country more and more dangerous. He is incredibly divisive. He is somebody who should leave. And we know the Trump admin is okay and willing to do illegal deportation. So after we give Paul Ingracia due process, we get him out of here. Make sure you drop a like if you agree. Obviously, I say that in jest. We should not be deporting U.S. citizens. Please do not be getting really pissed off. The point is, F this guy and F all of the power Trump is now trying to give him. The office had annoyed Mr. Trump during his first term by pursuing allegations of misconduct, resulting in a finding that 13 senior aides had campaigned for his re-election in violation of the law known as the Hatch Act. Before working for Mr. Trump, Mr. Ingracia, 30, hosted a podcast called Right on Point with his sister, Olivia. In December of 2020, as Mr. Trump was contesting his election loss to Joe Biden, the podcast posted on Twitter, quote, "Time for real Donald Trump to declare martial law and secure his re-election." This dude has called for martial law. Mr. Ingracia has represented the, quote, manosphere influencer Andrew Tate, who is facing criminal charges in Romania. Wow, we love people who represent sex traffickers. In a Truth Social post on Thursday night, Mr. Trump called Mr. Ingracia a highly respected attorney, but highly respected to who? Is he more or less respected than Rudy Giuliani? And this is how authoritarianism creeps in. Trump just appointed a very unserious person to a very serious position that is designed to prevent government abuse, all because this administration had, quote, annoyed Mr. Trump during his first term by pursuing allegations of misconduct, resulting in a finding that 13 senior aides had campaigned for his re-election in violation of a law known as the Hatch Act. So any office or institution that annoys Trump or investigates Trump, he wants to silence. The Office of Special Counsel is a nonpartisan agency that is now going to be used as a partisan weapon. This is an agency that for decades has investigated both sides. It's supposed to hold everyone in power accountable, no matter their party. But under Trump, he's doing what he's doing with every institution. He's re-engineering it to protect his own, to protect anybody who does things in his favor, and to intimidate federal employees who speak out rather than protecting them, which is its initial job. Kind of reminds me of Trump during the first week of his second term, doing a midnight firing of a bunch of inspectors general, and those inspectors general were the people who, you know, investigated the fraud, the regulatory fraud that Elon Musk engages in. There were 40 different investigations in Elon Musk's companies, and all of them are slow-walked or halted or paused at this point. What does that tell you? Trump is trying to protect his own, silence whistleblowers, and this is the same. We're going to be following this story relentlessly. If you want to help support my team, there are a few ways you can do it. You can just drop a like or subscribe or drop a blue heart. It's all free. Or you can become a member below. We're going to be doing some exclusive content soon. Love you all. Peace out.